tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We will be speaking with today the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing great. The weather's a lot nicer than it could be, so I'm just enjoying it.
Boy, yeah, and in these day and times, we have to take everything that's a positive and talk about it, don't we?
40s are good right now when we had snow before, so I'm happy with 40. Looks like all next week, too, so I'm happy with that.
Yes, yes, we're getting our summer that we, our fall that we lost to the big snow stuff, snowstorms or whatever with the heck they were calling them, but...
Exactly. You know, I don't even think this fall we did one of those, like, bonfires, you know.
Oh,
you
sure.
Normally in the fall you have time and you sit out and do and I'm like, it just snowed. So then it's like you don't think of getting that out again.
You know, maybe that's why we're having all the problems we are with the coronavirus, because we didn't have the bonfires where we could have burned all the virus.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could do that?
If it only was that easy, right?
Right. I like the idea, though.
Yeah. Hey, hey, all you viruses, you're invited to our house. Just sit over the fire pit for a little bit.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yes. Well, Christy, how are sales in your office this week?
You know, it's been steady. I've been busier this month than I was in September, which is weird, but seems like once school started, people were so focused on that and all the changes that maybe people held off a little bit. And then this last month we've listed 3-4 homes and they're all selling fast. So it's been busy.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. How about any specific listings out there?
I've got a new house I listed at 1322 21st Street West. Tuck under, split entry, 3 bedrooms up. Living room up, family room down, 2 baths, 2-car garage, and that is 265. Really nice house. Probably could use some new kitchen appliances, but other than that, it's, you know, a nice house and a nice location. I think it's going to go fast.
Kind of ready to move in?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is. We just put it on yesterday, and there's already, like, 5 showings, so it might be gone soon here, so if anybody's interested, call right away.
And what is that number that they should call?
My cell is 651-216-4676.
Okay. Or they can always call if they can't remember that or can't write it down at the moment. You can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
You bet.
You got it.
Awesome.
Well, our topic of the week, what is the market doing in these, let's call them probably the times we never want to see again?
You know, when this first started, I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to slow everybody down and it's going to get really slow. And honestly, I'm on track for about the same kind of year we had last year. It's been a very steady year. I like to joke and say that buyers didn't like where they're quarantined, or, you know, maybe people the first few months were maybe thinking that they updated their house and now they're like, okay, let's sell now. And it's the rates have been so phenomenally low. I mean, they were in the twos for, you know, it's crazy. It's been busy. First-time homebuyer house is up to, you know, well, I used to say up to like 200, then I'd say 2.25, now then 250. Now I'm thinking closer to 3. I mean, with these rates, they're getting in houses for 300,000 that are the same payment they would have had of a house of 250 a few years ago.
Wow.
You know, I mean, they're going up higher because they can because of the interest rates. So, I mean, anything under 3 is pretty crazy. I mean, we're not as crazy as I would say, you know, you go into Woodbury and in the cities and stuff where you might list a house and have 10 offers. But I had one last week and a half ago that was 239, and we had 5 offers on it, and it went substantially higher.
Holy schmoles.
Yeah. And then I had one last week for $248, and that had a couple offers too, and that went up. I actually did some stats this year on how many of our listings sold with multiple offers, and it's about half. And I would say on the average of all the ones that went over list price, like I think it was an average of $7,000 over list price. And we're pricing these at top dollar, you know.
Now, how does that compare to, like, say, years past?
Well, I mean, three-bedroom Rambler, one-car garage, okay. So in dead decent shape, you know, they were a couple of years ago, 210, 215. You would see some of them that were flips where somebody put in whole new kitchens and things, you know, maybe selling 240, 250. Now even the ones that aren't flips are selling at that point. So they've gone up a lot fast. And I think it's supply and demand. We obviously need new construction in Hastings and some developments to go, because part of the problem is that there's not a lot of move-up houses. So people aren't moving from those houses to move into the next one up because there's not much they can buy or build. So that's why the prices are going up, because there's not as many of them for sale. And so when the first-time buyers want something and there's nothing out there and one comes on, you get everybody jumping on it.
Okay.
So it's kind of crazy.
So let's say maybe 2-3 years ago, you weren't seeing these multiple offers and this kind of market going on. Is that a fair
not
statement?
Not this much. I mean, last year we had a few, and it was, but not as many as this year. It's, I think sellers need to take a real look at, you know, if they have been wanting to move up in house and they haven't wanted to do it right now, I think they should really give us a call and consider, well, how do I do this if I wanted to move up? And what if I don't want to sell until I find the right house? I've got two people building in Hastings right now. I've got two new constructions going up. And then I also sold one of the new construction models that they don't have a model anymore, but I could get somebody probably in to see it if they would like to, but there's just not a lot, but there are a few really good builders around that can still build some nice houses, and I don't think that buyers really know that because there's no models for them to look at and just walk into. Like, you go into Cottage Grove or Woodbury or Rosemont, Apple Valley, and there's models on every corner. We don't have that here. But there is still some options for people, and I just want them to know that they should call and let's talk about it. Let's get you into this. Let's look and see what's out there. I've got three buyers waiting to put their house on the market, but they're waiting to find a house. So they've got them ready. One, we've even got pictures of it already. We had the photographer come out and take all the pictures so that they're ready to go the second something pops up. You know, there's definitely stuff going on. I think people just need to get connected. We're doing a lot of, I've had two vacant houses and another one that we did some staging in. And about a year ago, my husband and I invested in a storage unit, and we've kind of collected a little bit of furniture here and there. And it's kind of funny because one of the houses we listed, we staged, and then it sold so fast that we were listing another one the next week and moved half that stuff over to that house.
Oh, geez.
Just so if you look at the last three listings I've had, you know, that are like this, you'll probably see the same dining room table in all three of them. but it just makes the house look better, you know? Mm-hmm. And they all ended up going over list price, which I think, you know, the staging, the photography, the suggestions that we have to give people on what things to do has really helped people get top dollar.
Wow. So, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team. Christy, you brought up a really interesting scenario. You go to, say, Woodbury or maybe Lakeville or any of those suburbs, and there's new builders on new homes on every corner. What will it take, say, in Hastings for the same thing to happen?
Well, I mean, I'm hearing some rumblings about a couple developments coming, but they're not even really started much, you know, so when are they going to be here? I'm starting to check into all that so that I have good information for people. I've got, you know, another buyer who's probably going to be looking in Cottage Grove and Woodbury in about 6 months or so. So I'm checking out all the developments there and getting all the information from my clients so that when they're ready with their house, then they're ready to go. I think that a lot of people don't realize that, you know, all these big builders in Woodbury and Cottage Grove, you know, they should have a realtor helping them with these. Because, you know, you walk into one of these open houses and you don't have a realtor and say you don't have a realtor, the house price is the same whether you have a realtor or not. So why they don't have somebody helping them, and that, you know, those builders are just making more money.
Right. Exactly.
They're just pocketing some of it. So they're not going to give you a discount just because you don't have somebody that's helping you. They just make more. I mean, they kind of build into the prices of the house, like so many houses are going to sell with realtors or not. And so everybody's paying for it. So I think it's just smart to have somebody helping you through the process so you know which builder does this, which one has this special, you know. And there's just a lot of things to it, but it's, there's options out there, and there's going to be more and more coming in Hastings soon. I keep talking to one or two of the builders that I've worked with the several times in Cottage Grove, Woodbury, Newport, and keep going, when are you going to get to Hastings? When are you going to get to Hastings? It'd be better if we had more developments, because then the prices go down a teeny bit for buyers, because there's more competition. Right now, it seems like the prices to build are kind of high, and that's because there's no competition.
Okay. But how do you get builders to flock down here? What, I mean, what is it? There isn't like a, you know, they're not going to stop them at
land.
The border and say, you know, say, hey, guess what? You can't come in because you're a builder. So is it because Hastings is so landlocked? I mean, we're landlocked on the north and we're landlocked on the east.
I think there's some areas around that could be developed, but I think there's just some sellers who just don't want to sell yet. And it's unfortunate because we're losing families. I mean, there's some young families that I've sold their house and they've moved to Woodbury, to Cottage Grove, to Rosemont. Last year I sold one that built in Rosemont, you know, and so you lose a whole family here and there because they're moving out because there's nothing for them to build here that, you know. And so then we need to get families move into Hastings. And I know there's kind of some people have that mentality that we don't want to grow. We don't want to be another Woodbury. We don't need to be another Woodbury. And we don't need to be another Rosemont or Apple Valley where you cross the street and you're in a different city. I don't think we're ever going to be that, but we need to continue to have our schools grow. And the only way that's going to happen is if we get some new construction to draw people in.
And it also helps our, exactly what you said, it helps our school grow. It helps keep taxes down because you have a broader tax base, the more people, the more slash homes and businesses you have.
Yep. And we lost Target, and that is the fault of no new construction here.
There we go. There we go. Yes.
Dang it. Now I have to go all the way up to Cottage Grove or Woodbury. You know, I'm there like almost every weekend. It's funny, but I think that, you know, we'll get some of these places back, but we need to grow, and we're not growing all. We're losing
right
now. So we really, I mean, yeah.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill. We have about 3 minutes left or so, but you brought up a good point that if it isn't growing and you don't have those younger families, you lose the businesses like Target, and you don't attract any of the newer businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we had three or four developments, and this was in 2002 to 2005, developments of young townhomes being built by D.R. Horton, Centex Homes, you know, the Fredericks, the Yellowstones, all those developments, 36th Street, were all coming in at the same time. And it was bringing tons of young families here. And I bet if we looked back into the early 2000s, the number of kids was probably way up in the schools. And then the market crashed. And then I think a lot of them walked away from those and moved back out of Hastings. So I bet if you looked at the, you know, demographics of the younger people those years, I'm sure it went way up and then it went back down. So we need to get that going again. And I don't see a lot of builders coming in building the cheaper homes anymore because they're building all these big ones. But boy, it'd be nice if somebody's got some connections, they could pull somebody in here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that the truth? So,
yeah.
And maybe the city could, you know, and I think the city's changing to it's being more, should we say, call it maybe builder friendly?
Yes. Yes. I believe that's true. It's just, anybody out there have a connection with any of these builders? I'm trying. Please help. Everybody try and get some. Got some people that you know that own land around town, be willing to sell a little bit so that we can let our town keep growing. So I think it's a good thing.
That's right. So they can just call you with those ideas too, can't they?
Yes. Give me a call.
And why don't you give out that phone number real quick?
My cell is 651-216-4676. The office number is 651-437-2121 or email Christy Hill, Christy Hill at edinarealty.com.
Okay. We have about a minute left here. Everything's going fine. The family's doing good?
Yep. We are planning. I usually do Thanksgiving, so I got my turkey stuffing, buns, and vegetable. My sister does the mashed potatoes and a fruit thing and a pie, and my mom does coleslaw. So my sister's going to bring over hers, and then we're going to have her take her portions home, and we'll bring my mom a plate, and we're all just doing it like that. What do you do?
Okay, kind of. And then what you should do is when they're all at home with their turkey meals set out in front of them, do a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Zoom.
Yeah, do a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Yes, I thought of that, too. That's a great idea. I mean, we all got to stay safe, so you just got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
But I'm not giving up the stuffing because my kids love my stuffing, and they're like, Mom, you got to make this more. And I'm like, I can't not make it on Thanksgiving because that's when they get it.
Doesn't matter. That's not a Zoom project. That's a real project. Come over and get some, right?
Exactly. I got my stuffing down.
There you go. Christy, one final time, if folks want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
My email is Christy Hill. Christy Hill or Christy Lundby, but that's Lundby. It's a little harder to spell, at edinarealty.com. Or my cell phone is 651-216-4676.
All righty. Again, thank you very much, Christy. Say hi to the family for me and be safe.
All right. You too.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, if you'd like to give Christy a call, her cell phone, 651-216-4676, or call Edina Realty in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.